Senator Cantwell.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you for allowing me to proceed with the questioning. I wanted to talk about law enforcement specifically, since several of the chairman and council members brought that up. I want to say at the opioid summit held by the Portland, Northwest Portland office that it was at Tulalip, I see some fascinating treatment work being done by Indian Country, holistic, simplistic, and certainly responsive to on-reservation focus. So I don't want to diminish that side of the equation, but what I feel and hear, particularly, Mr. Chairman, from the Lummi, is that without the adequate tribal law enforcement resources, I almost feel like Indian Country is being targeted, that people know that you don't have the law enforcement, that you don't have the capabilities, and that's where people are setting up shop. And then consequently, what's happening is the most powerful, the money is so good everywhere that the drug is just being made as quick as possible and as powerful as possible, and people don't even know the impact of it. And the consequences, you had, I'm not clear if it was four or five deaths, but you had five deaths, four related to this in 1 week. So Mr. Chairman Azur mentioned the fact that he wants help from the BIA Justice Law Enforcement. And in your case, we tried to partner with the FBI, but that was even, I'm not saying kludgy, but there are issues of how you all coordinate and how we get the FBI to come out and do a bust with you, because you had to get that product off your reservation. You knew how deadly it was and you had to respond. But who were you calling? Who were you calling to get to help you respond to this crisis? So I want to know, Senator Mullen and I have introduced the Parity for Tribal Law Enforcement, a self-determination contract for federal law enforcement officers, making them eligible for benefits as a way to try to build capacity on reservations. But what are the two or three things we need to do to help right away with better law enforcement tools for Indian Country to help fight this? And if I could hear from each of the three tribal chairs here.
Yeah, thank you, Senator. And again, thank you to the committee for holding this hearing. Law enforcement is a big issue. And not only that, the severity of this drug and us being a close-knit community, just one, the smallest amount is deadly to us and impacts our future generations. So it's a really serious problem. And at Lummi Nation, we come against issues that pertain to jurisdiction, especially when we have a reservation that is a peninsula, a road that goes, we call it going around the horn at Lummi Nation, and surrounded by water, and the road has a right-of-way by the county, which is an access road for non-tribals living on fee land, as well as for the Lummi Island Ferry residents, which is not reservation land. And so what do? When we implement checkpoints and we have somebody who is non-tribal and there's no reasonable cause and they're bringing drugs onto a reservation, and it's always an ongoing issue. And I want to back up just a little bit before I mention a little bit more on some of the law enforcement thing. This is a leadership issue. And even just based on everything we've heard in this short amount of time, we can already see the complexity of how we're supposed to address it. It is law enforcement, it is prevention, it is intervention, it is rehabilitation, it is workforce, it is housing. You know, there's so much to this. And I think a way for us to ensure that we have resources in the area of law enforcement being one of them is that the United States declare an emergency, a national emergency to fentanyl. That way we can tear down the barriers, tear down the bureaucracy, everything that's hindering our ability to take care of our people. Ensure that we don't have to compete with our brothers and sisters across Indian Country for a grant that helps us with law enforcement through DOJ or through other program services, to ensure that we don't have such extensive reporting systems to ensure that we have direct funding, because as you can hear, we know how to take care of ourselves. But going back to enforcement, I think we definitely need more resources in BIA, DEA, and the FBI. The lack of prosecutions from DOJ and local authorities. We also need the ability to prosecute and hold accountable non-Indian drug dealers who are murdering our people through this drug, fentanyl and carfentanil and all the various versions of it. The lack of the tribal jurisdiction over non-Indian drug dealers coming onto a reservation undermines our efforts to combat the drug crisis and protect our community. And we urge Congress to recognize special criminal jurisdiction over non-Indians who committed drug offenses in our communities. And I'm sure we'll see more through the act that is being introduced. And you know, right now we do everything we can to exert our sovereignty to protect our children. You know, we have this very scary image of carfentanil, which seems to be reaching our smaller communities, which is 100 times stronger than regular fentanyl, 10,000 times stronger than morphine. And if it is sitting on a coffee table where there are children, then we have to get this drug off of our reservation. And so right now we're doing everything that we can with the resources that we have. With the ability of getting the FBI agents to Lummi Nation, we work closely with them. We got over 4,500 pills off of the reservation just within a few days with that, the checkpoints and canine units. And so we're gonna keep going, doing everything we can, but it does come down to a matter of resource. And brings up the what we mentioned earlier, when we go into drug interdiction, when we get over 4,500 pills off of the road, our beds become full at our stabilization center. And that's why, you know, there's so many different pieces to this. But if we start with the highest level possible, that the United States of America declares this a national emergency, I believe that we can overcome a lot of the barriers that we're facing. Aishka, thank you.
I know my time has expired, Mr. Chairman, so I'll either take it for the record or you can give them 30 seconds, whatever.
Go ahead.
I didn't know if they wanted to respond quickly. 30 seconds. I know that's not a lot of time to respond to this.
Sure, and I want to thank Chairman Hilaire for hitting the major points. But to break it all down, what we're asking for are resources that cannot be taken away. I know I'd mentioned earlier with the detailing of our law enforcement, let's just be honest, in the state of North Dakota, we have 5 tribes and 1 FBI agent. And we do understand that violent crimes will take that FBI agent to a different case, and it prolongs the cases and the investigations. And right now, the Bureau is currently sitting on a mutual aid agreement that we had brought forward that is still sitting on. That is why I mentioned earlier that the Turtle Mountains have moved forward in self-determining our own tribal drug task force, because we can't wait anymore. And I speak on behalf of all tribes that we refuse to wait anymore, and we'll do what we can to save our next generations. Thank you.
Vice Chair Murkowski. Oh, sorry.
No, just real quick.
Councilmember Kirk, excuse me.
No problem. You know, one of the things for me is Amtrak. You know, right now Amtrak flows right through reservations in Montana. When do we become sovereign and be able to inflict that when it comes through our reservations? I can go as John Tester to Spokane without an ID, and somebody just buys me a ticket and they scan it off my phone. When are we going to be able to put drug dogs and enforce those as soon as that Amtrak hits our reservation boundaries? As we continue to battle that, the other thing, just at the TBIC over here, at the BIA formulation, they're bringing data to the Congress that states that major crimes, rapes, homicides, and everything are down in Indian country 50%. So when we come for more funding in those aspects, that in public safety and justice, that's why we don't get an increase, because it shows there's a decrease. But But once you talk to tribal leaders and you talk to people, we need to get the right data out there that helps us when it's coming to you guys to be able to help us with the funding that we need. If there's a decrease, you guys don't see a reason for an increase. So without numbers and the right numbers, we're not going to be able to fund and be able to do the things that my brothers and sisters need on different reservations and also on ours. Thank you.
Thank you.